On Wednesday, the UN General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia for its invasion of Ukraine and demanded Moscow to stop fighting and withdraw its military forces, an action that aims to isolate Russia at the world body. But South Africa was not among the 141 of the Assembly's 193 members that voted in favor of the resolution. 35 members, including South Africa and China, abstained, and 5 countries, including Russia and Syria, voted against the resolution. In a statement, the International Relations and Cooperation Department said the resolution did not meet its expectations. Deputy International Relations and Cooperation Minister Kandeth Mashego Dlamini said SA will not be calling out Russia and will not take sides regarding its ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
South Africa encourages all parties to approach dialogue with a spirit of compromise in order to move the process forward without accusing any party, something that will not be helpful in the efforts of resolving the conflict. South Africa stands by its principled position of peaceful resolution of conflict. South Africa reiterates the obligation of all the parties to fully implement all their respective commitments under the Minsk Agreement, which provide the most promising roadmap for the peaceful settlement of current hostilities, including in eastern Ukraine, and to advance the cause of peace and stability in the broader region. South Africa cannot be said to be taking side on the conflict, as this goes against its principles. In addition, South Africa has a good bilateral relations with both countries. It will therefore be unwise to take a different position that could compromise this bilateral relation.
The department earlier issued a statement calling for Russia to withdraw its armed forces from Ukraine. The Sunday Times reported that President Cyril Ramaphosa was unhappy about the statement, as it contradicted SA's position on the conflict. International Relations Associate Professor at Wits University, Malte Brozek, said SA and other developing countries could leave taking sides to the big dogs.
I think it would be unfair to emerging or developing countries to take sides. I mean, Russia is not a large economic power, so we don't necessarily will see a scramble for Africa as we've seen it in the past with the US and Soviet Union trying to divide basically the continent and either for Soviet or for US position. So there will be some space for assuming an independent position. And I think we need countries all over the world that are upholding the UN Charter, right, and that are investing in serious and honest conflict resolution. I think this is also where South Africa can make a contribution. We have to understand that BRICS is still rather loose grouping, so it's not an organization, it's not an alliance, and within the DNA of BRICS, it was always clear that its members would have different interests, so they wouldn't form a bloc. It's not like the EU, for example. It's also not a regional organization, right? So it's pretty diverse. So each member is giving a lot of freedom, so to speak, when it comes to, okay, defining your own interests. And BRICS is only then coming together when the interests are overlapped.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Bulelani Nonyugela.